is a whole kingdom with a whole heart. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is more crucial. You can't do it as you love yourself. Love your God, love your God with a whole heart. Wholehearted love your God with everything you do in your life, God bless your life. Jesus teaches us. Jesus said, "Before you go out of your room, shut the door, and go to God who is present in that secret place. God who sees what you do in secret when you want to. And when you talk to your God, fill it with the words of generosity. The thing that I say in many words that you know to. You should do it then because God knows what you need. Before you ask, what do you mean, shall you? God is present in that single place. And God knows what you need even if you ask. In Paul's gospel, Jesus gives these very instructions. If God said to you, what if you go and ask for, believe that you will receive it, and it will be said for you. And then you stand up to him, if you have something, get something, forgive. Well, if God if you don't do this, don't you go and ask for believe that you will receive it, and it will be sure for you. Let's go. Lord, help us to be the masters of ourselves. Servants of others, their minds live through them, their lips and speak through them, may their hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Sometimes we have problems that in the world happens, and then we often have to hear this. She explained it this way. She said, the one time that you believe in each other, time they talk again, time they show. Over time, you sort of drift apart. The others go your own way. We have children. We're often involved in many activities where we're just gone away from each other. We've sort of drifted apart from one another. You say we just don't talk about the children we want. We just talk about that time. We don't even care about that. We didn't. She said, how do we get back to that? I explained it earlier. Communication is the lifeblood of every relationship. Talking, sharing life continually is not the universe, it's a continual process. God created that the building of communication will recover. We can find time, make space to talk with one another, we should do things in life. Also, maybe that is the counselor that does help. This should help things in life, and there's time when communication is then there. They should be able to pretend to be human. Return to communicate. If you really that's what happens in our relationship with God, you are at a time in our life we're close to God. Maybe our church can't do this, especially God, and His life. We feel very close to Him. The old time is sort of drift away. And again, we come to the same person that we stop talking. God, we stop communicating, we stop praying. God, we have no words that we can take off. He talks to us about loving out with our whole hearts. It's the wholehearted communication of God. When we share in that communication, can we arrive in the right relationship with God doing in your life? Well, that's what Jesus did with teaching in Matthew's gospel. He said, when you talk, and if you do, when you pray. Followers of Jesus are expected that we will spend time in prayer. And he said, there's an instruction not to do it. So when you pray, go to your room, go to your room, and pray to your Father who's already present in that private place. God will hear you in the spirit. When you pray, go to your private place and go to your room. I wonder if Jesus was in our room. I wonder if he was telling
Thank you.
Jesus vai vir seguir o Senhor. E ouve, querido. Ele me deu uma atenção. Irmãos, do que eu vou orar, só que a cura do Senhor de sua morte, não é o meu adversário de fé. Já estou mortando isso. Tem uma atenção. Uma atenção que eu não tenho aqui nenhuma. E eu devo mesmo com a sua vida. Eu sei que Deus cantou em nós. Eu não adianta entender que eu não tenho uma atenção. O Pai que é o meu Deus, ele está com paz. Deus pode ser a paz, mas ele é o meu apóstolo. Deus nos cura. E aí, quando nós sentimos isso, o carro de cima é em mim, e eu não sei quem. Não vai falar com essa história. Aí, o homem falou, eu quero que você estoque. Thank you.
She's out for sure. She's out for sure.
bit more myself. Thank you.